the best lies I've told, told them to myself, so I am innocent. Free from all I've done, a single victim in disguise, hiding from the life that I could have.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Musician Wes Urbaniak and the Mountain Folk bring The Change in Me is the Change in You tour to Club David in Sioux Falls tonight. That was just a tiny bit of his song Governed by Tides. The concert tonight includes special guests Matt Faulkler and Jeremy Pettibone of Cloudflowers. We just heard Moment in Sound with Matt. Now let's welcome Wes Urbaniak to the program. Hey, Wes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How is the tour going? Because, you know, it seems like around here we've been having a lot of interesting weather. how has the journey been for you so far?
I feel like the weather is like a trailer for us. Everywhere we go, it's right behind us. And it's been right behind us on this whole run. And I just, like, I can't even believe how blessed we are to have avoided every major event out here. It's just been this amazing outcome.
It makes it easier to move on to the next place too, because you don't really have a lot. You can't linger too much and feel that transition. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we wonder when it's going to end, when we're actually going to have to drive into something, and It hasn't come yet. So we're hoping that's the common form.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time with your music last night, and how do you sort of describe it to people? Because I don't know that I have the words. It's a unique sound. It's fabulous listening, and thank you for it. But how do you sort of tell people what kind of music you do?
That's always a fun one to get by. It seems like a lot of people have attachments to genres. And so if I say the word folk, there's an idea that they have about that. And conscious music has kind of come up in the world. So we're sort of like a conscious folk. And then sometimes we have some bluegrass elements, and it's sort of a fusion of the genres, and we move in and out of them. So I was like, well, we play like a pile of genres in each song, so that pile kind of looks like a mountain. Why don't we just call it Mountain Folk? It works, and I think people kind of understand.
Tell me a little bit about the connections that you make when you're on tour, not only as a group, but with the geographic places, with the towns that you visit, with the venues, with the audiences. Do you sort of, what is that experience like for you as you travel?
I think the first thing that we all always notice is how connected we are, how we meet people from our home in Billings, Montana, everywhere we go. And we meet people that are connected to Billings, and we meet people that have stories of Montana that overlap our stories of Montana. Mm-hmm. And there's this immediate connection whenever we go somewhere where, like, people want to connect with us, and they want to share their stories with us and hear our stories. And it's amazing. And so, like, coupled with that, it seems like things can get so heavy sometimes, like at home and when we're surrounded by the same situations. And when we go on the road, there's so much hope and like a dynamic of hope that people have with them. And it just like really helps to offset the time that we're away from home in like the best ways. It's like, okay, we feel like we're getting to experience like a better part of all the stigmas that are currently like plaguing our country. Mm. And we like, there are no boundaries. There's like no separation of you're here and I'm here. There's just like this awesome feeling of being like all connected. And yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this, the love you have of the written word, in the sense of correspondence and letter writing. Where did that sort of begin, and where is it at right now with asking people to write to you?
Yeah. When I was a child, like, getting a letter in the mail was one of the best feelings that I can remember. And even though I used to remember how horrible I thought people's handwriting was, and I couldn't possibly figure out how my mom could read letters to me when they were like, just looked like foreign drawings that were in linear formation. You know, it was like, this letter is suggestive. Take what you want from it because you can't read it. So I got better at reading handwriting. And then there's something about the stream of consciousness being slower. And with a pencil, you have to stream your consciousness slower, and you have to be more thoughtful about your thoughts and what you're writing and what you're investing in to your message that you're putting on this piece of paper. And so years ago, I did this thing where I watched my audience at the start of the smartphone time, where my audience began to leave the room, even though they were in the room. And I was like, man, okay, I want to do something that is different, that brings us back to some of that. And so I did a letter writing campaign at that point. It was what we called it. And it was anybody that was willing to write a one-page handwritten letter every month for a year on time, I would build them a guitar. And that thing that was supposed to take 1 year actually wound up taking five. And I finished it last January, and I wasn't sure if it was something that I could do again, or if I was so happy to be finished with it, because it was so taxing and such a major thing to have done. And then I was like, well, I'm not done giving instruments away, and I don't want to be done with the letter writing completely. So I decided on this tour, like, one of the things maybe we could do is, anybody that was willing to write me a one-page handwritten letter, I would build an instrument for everybody that I met on tour. Each year I'd build one instrument, and then we would, if I got the letter, I would write them back, and I would put their name into a drawing. And then it would stay in that drawing for as long as I'm giving away instruments every year. Huh. So, yeah.
We're going to put some links up on our website at listen.sdpb.org so people can learn more about you, because our time with you is far too short today. But folks can go down to Club David. The doors open at 7 tonight. The music starts at 8. It's $7 at the door, 21 and older show. And you can see musician Wes Urbaniak and the Mountain Folk. The special guests, Jeremy Pettibone of Cloud Flowers and Matt Faulkner, are all there. It's going to be a great show. Wes, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll leave you with a little bit of Here I Go from Wes Urbaniak.
Here I go, all this madness is behind me. Into death is where I lean, it's where you'll find me. I'm only a memory to you, grown in love and age, you knew me well. But I'm only a memory to you. Oh, the dirt calls for my body, heaven calls for my soul, and my children call for my property, for nothing here was ever mine to own, for nothing here was ever mine to own. In this time I've been watching, I will know, the skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give.